The following podcast is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Any unauthorized distribution, duplication, or presentation may be met with civil liability, criminal prosecution, or the wrath of the tall man. So that's about one take. So cool. This is 90 for Chill the Podcast with Cat Bus Russ, and I'm currently it's about 10 till 10 on Saturday, and I'm just letting you know how the first day of C2E2 was like. Probably planned to do it last night, could have gotten the Poetic Critic involved, but, you know, I digress. Just, yeah, it's kind of been rough on the body. I'll be the first to acknowledge that. I think just my general running around last week, it's more of an exhaustion thing, because, you know, just ended up starting, closing yesterday, with some vomiting, but, it was all clear, and I don't think it was the booze, so, yeah, so that's just the state of my body, and I don't want to go into other toilet activities. Again, don't think it's the booze. Not to say I've been doing a lot of drinking. I mean, you know, had, four drinks on Friday, and yeah, a little bit of drinking throughout, once I figured out how to get booze into C2E2. So, okay, yeah, enough of my, issues, especially when, you know, eventually I'll be talking about Jason Mewes and, oh, the issues that come with that. So, didn't do too much on the floor myself. I still got a lot to look at, so that's kind of cool. I think, you know, just, being able to restrain my purchases for the most part. Yes, we're in the broken the $100 mark, but you know, what am I supposed to do when I see the a foam replica of the second handgun that Alucard uses in the Hellsing series? Which reminds me, I'm still looking for guests for anime. First episode needed a guest for would be the 15th of May. Just want to talk about Japanese animation, so I will make something work, even if it's just, oh, well, I don't know about movies, but I could do TV shows. Yeah, I can bend the rules for the month. So that's in the future, of course. Otherwise, I found a copy of the Hayao Miyazaki's Lupin 3 movie. Lupin the third movie, Castle of, I'm not even going to try screwing up that pronunciation. Well, let me, or just going off the top of my head, it's the movie that started the entire Lupin franchise, I believe, or at least brought it to prominence, I should say. Lupin 3, Lupin the Third, the Castle of Cagliostro. There we go. So I found a copy of that, and then I found a limited edition Funko Pop, Tom Servcrow, which is just Crow with a red and white finish. But hey, am I going to turn that down? No, of course, I tried, but... otherwise, Funko Pops, I think I may be outgrowing them finally. Hopefully. It's just more of a space issue. Because back in the day, I was collecting t-shirts that were dailies. You know, $10 tees, limited edition and such. And I just have too many t-shirts. I say that, and I think I'm probably going to have to buy a t-shirt here. Just, you know, packing, what have you. We'll get there, how that ended up happening. And no, it was not illness. But when it comes to panels, I really only got two, three of them. I missed, just trying to get myself up and going. I missed the first one I wanted to check out, which featured the Oblivion bar. And I think they've shown some support for the podcast, at least on the Twitters. And, so Sorry about that. Hopefully I'll find you on the artist floor. And, you know, just chat, BS, what have you. So the first panel I went to see was voice acting and narration, hosted by cop-turned-voice actress. She's probably not going to want to be referred that way. She's the director of the Sheriff Department, Cook County Sheriff's Department, but pandemic, and she took up voice acting, and she seems to be doing pretty well at it. But I can't really say it was much of a, I don't know. I think it's just more me fundamentally being different. Because it wasn't really about the art, like how to, you know, manipulate your voice, what have you, which I think would be great for the podcast, in some realm, I suppose. And I could make my own guest up. Yay. So, well, I guess I can try stuff with pitch and what have you. I'm gonna sneeze, bear with me. That was why you need pop filters. Too bad I'm doing this on an iPad, but I did make the plunge and got myself a MacBook, so we'll be ready for anime. Yay. But her tale seems to be more about luck than skill, I guess, is my jealousy, I should say. Let's just didn't really dig, you know, like, oh, it's all freelance work, and then it's, which, yeah, I understand it then, but, you know, she brings up, oh, well, get involved with SAG-AFTRA. I'm not, but, and it's, come on, it's a time for unions, so. And she, you know, is doing this all on a $30 microphone, which I think is kind of like, oh, come on, you, I mean, she's got a good sound, set up in a closet, for recording. I don't really have that space, in an apartment, but, I digress, but, you know, good tips on what to do to muddle sound on the cheap. It's basically all about the cheap, and I just, like, I feel you gotta go and, you know, try to, I don't know. It just feels a story of a whim instead of, like, well, for me, you know, being, a performer as a professional wrestler, underemployed, always got my tights ready to go. Shout out to CJ Esparza for his appearance on AEW Collision when they were in Peoria. He was an opponent of mine, I think, on two occasions, maybe three, because we, you know, may have had one of those night of Survivor, you know, Survivor Series 90 grand finale matches. I think that's when I actually officially wrestled Mustafa Ali. So, little things. The point of the matter is I've got a tag team win over him, and he did not beat me for the Triple Threat title in our pinfalls only match. The last time I think I used the Royal Crown, not the One-Winged Angel. I don't know if Ken... I really got to research when did Kenny start using that... Kenny Omega start using that move. I stole it from Jay Lethal, and I'm happy about that if you know anything about Jay Lethal's history. So yeah, it was basically for me, it's like, well, and not to say that I did it, get all my microphones expensive and stuff. I just want to have the right equipment. And it's like she didn't really explain why, just go cheap, don't worry about XLRs and all that. And granted, I'm recording on an iPad right now, but... I did like it when I had the setup for that, and I still have the setup, I just haven't, it's a lot easier to carry around, when you go to your parents' house to get a, podcast out of your sister. It's easier to have a, Zoom V1, which is still the same brand as, that setup I have, but truthfully, I think this has been a great app, Spotify, for podcasters, so you can record on that. But I'm just saying, like, I kind of like putting in the effort instead of just like, well, let's see what happens. Let's see. Oh, well, and there's another thing I didn't really like was her working for free message to build your portfolio. I did... a lot of wrestling unpaid, at least from a fiscal standpoint, but come on, I at least got the hot dog and a handshake everywhere I went, so You have to, basically, I just want an act of appreciation, not just a thank you, I suppose, is all I'm asking people get whenever they do something. Like, this is my project. Sorry, charging my Apple Watch. This is my project, the 90 for Chilled podcast. I'm, you know, planning to go and get an LLC for it after having a discussion with my dad about that MacBook I purchased. Like, well, tax write-off. And then he said, well, you know, if you're afraid of getting sued, and I'm not afraid of getting sued, because I don't think I've told any lies. If I get popular and famous, perhaps Marissa Embry and Angie Zindars from my Marine Bank days might come after me for my implications of why I was fired there. But, you know, that's about it. So as long as I'm on the download, you know, what they're going to, again, they got to dig it up. That's how I got fired from Marine Bank. Just petty way they did it. So, going on with my notes. So, 90 for Chill LLC. Hey, inadvertently talked about my LLC idea. So, the podcast really, I mean, not the podcast, the panel lacked any kind of interaction with the audience, which I was kind of disappointed in. More of her just being a showcase for what she's done. And, you know, that's not what I would call a 101 class, I suppose. I mean, I'm taking notes. Sheesh. Oh. Yeah. I was impressed that she got a standing room, which I don't think was deserved. But, hey, that just shows the interest in becoming a voice actor or a narrator doing audiobooks. So, there's an audience. She knew it, and you got to appreciate her for doing that. As I said, preaching luck instead of study, because that's just it. Again, I'm a performer, and I have a web background. Like, I was into multimedia. If it wasn't for me being old, I probably would have gotten my another certificate in multimedia study. Not multimedia study, web professional, I guess would be what it is. So I got to go through a bunch of multimedia classes doing video editing and, you know, obviously sound editing. Good for her to support Audacity. All right. But she gave us some good ideas on where to start finding work. Websites like voicebunny.com, voices.com, castingclub.com, which you can always use as a free service. That's I do appreciate her hustle there, because they do have a premium and such. Which is another thing I like about Spotify for podcasters. There's really no BS, you know. We just want the content, is Spotify's theory. So, and hopefully they're listening, and hopefully someday they will throw me the sponsor money. That's the hopes. But if you're looking to build a portfolio, there are places like Guru and Freelancer to do so. So that was that panel. I got back on the floor a little bit. Had time before seeing the Alien 45th anniversary panel with Veronica Cartwright and Tom Skerritt, Lambert and Dallas, respectively. And it was worth it just for Veronica talking about the Giger and everything being sexual with him, and how that's pretty much like, how are we not going to get an R-rated movie a rating when we had a penis alien, essentially. I will say that Veronica Cartwright kind of led the panel. It was all Q&A, you know, Skerritt was definitely the elder of the two, or at least acted like the elder. But, you know, cool grandpa vibes, you know. It's kind of relatable for a Gen Xer like myself. It's kind of like we saw him be Dallas, we saw him be the father figure in Top Gun. It's just like, you know, growing up and watching your father, now he's becoming a grandfather. You know, not a grand, well, you know, he's just like, yeah, it was tough getting there, but I'm here and I'm just gonna sit around for the ride. So getting old doesn't seem too bad, as I worry about my right knee, probably the one of the MCL, you know, one of the CLs going on it. It's on the outside of my leg, so if you know that, hey, don't be afraid to shoot me a message on my Blue Sky at catbusrust@bsky.com, I believe it is, or my Mastodon at russstevens@mastodon.social, or hell, my Twitter at catbusrust. It's a fun story about Cartwright thinking that she was going to be Ripley, hence why she started getting her hair cut, and then just eventually, like, Ridley Scott saying, yeah, we're going to go Johnny Rotten with that. And how it wasn't until Liza Minnelli cut her hair short, say, for Arthur, did that it become okay. Fun stories about beeswax being used for smoke back in that day, and basically how it caused the change in the cast from John Finch, somebody who just recovered from pneumonia, to who just couldn't take all that fake smoke, to John Hurt. So yeah, and come on, it's John Hurt. I think I'll have to do some research on John Finch. Well, you know, I got a phone up, so or John Finn, I suppose, correct? That's probably who it is. I'll just go with John Finn. I'm sorry about that. And back to my notes. But an important conversation was about how, you know, Skerritt preaching the lessons more is what you learn as an actor, and the relationships kind of with directors and actors really set what kind of movie you're going to submit to the MPAA for a rating. Like, hey, if everything's going smooth, great, you know, hey, let a few curse words slip. But yeah, that was again back to the story about them, like, when did you know you were working on an R-rated movie? Like, yeah, it came pretty fast. It's fun also hearing about, you know, just these two actors coming into their own right after the studio system. I don't know if the Byrds would qualify for that. When Cartwright worked for, she's a little girl in the Byrds, for Alfred Hitchcock. And didn't really get a good compare-contrast answer to the, you know, what's it like working with Ridley versus Alfred Hitchcock? Basically, like, Ridley came second, so it's like he was an admirer. Didn't really go into style. And, you know, we had, of course, the Tom Skerritt wondering, like, you watched, one guy asked, you know, you, but he responded, well, you watched Alien at 9? So he's more just worried about parents and the lack of, it was probably an 80, you know, he looked older than me, so 80s kid. And you kind of, only disappointment about that panel is they did not get the joke question. So can we straighten out the bonus situation? So, I mean, the movie's 45 years old. So the next move was to get ready for the Clerks 30th anniversary panel, which was more just a Q&A with Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, which, hey, I'm not gonna hate, but yeah, maybe we should have been talking about the movie. But you know, I had to, that was one that we thought, okay, we better queue up for that, and we did. And eventually, during the, like, I'd say kind of rude to the last 10 minutes of the One Piece panel, voice actor panel, like, come on. Like, we're queued, but I guess they expected a packed house. There's at least one seat by me, empty. And there's almost confusion about being in the VIPs, which we weren't, but so it was a, and you know, this voice acting panel makes me wonder, like, okay, why is there a subs versus dubs argument when, like, hey, people are just want to, I guess it's more or less people want to appreciate, have something to connect to with the show, and we're not getting the voice actors straight from Japan. I mean, I think is generally people say that, yeah, everybody in Japanese can fake their English at least, but, yeah, it's kind of insulting to the language, I suppose, is what they feel. Very polite society, at least, you know, from my presumptions, I dare say. So, let's see. And really what we got was just more hypotheticals. What if this voice actor did this person's voice? Let's try it and just BSing. And I think they did all their Q&A from a host reading off a QR code questionnaire, not a live in person. So it does make me wonder, like, okay, if we are forcing, you know, sneaking people in, and we had people, like, hey, scoot together for the alien panel, why they got the main, they alien didn't get the main stage, and the One Piece actors, plenty of mics at the room 404 or 405. Yeah. So, okay. Yep. Get that all out of the way. So we're on to 30 years of Clerks, where we finally get panelists saying, dropping F-bombs. I mean, you can't control Jason Mewes. But he really did like the first 10, I'd say first 20 minutes of the panel, and it was a shorter panel, only a 45-minute one. And then right before the questions get started up, Kevin Smith finally showed up. So, hey, if you're helping out, giving signing autographs, good man. And at least you didn't just say, oh, you know, we're gonna have to be late. So good work by Jay and Kevin. And great stories about, you know, the podcast, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, and how Jay really just takes pride in his, you know, maintaining his sobriety. I think he's been sober since, great, I didn't remember that. I know he's got, he's been married for 18 years. He's got a 9-year-old girl and a 14-month boy, and we'll get to that. So we, but he loved the fact that fans, you know, will say, just like at a Starbucks, the barista, how many days sober? And he'll just run it right off. And, you gotta admire the commitment, to sobriety. I mean, I know his life is in danger, and, but it, it really, you know, if you are so dedicated to it that, you know, you can tell, you know, everybody every day what day it is, of your sobriety, you know, it just, makes you admire the person. I mean, I've dealt with, you know, my 2006 was dedicated to, drug abuse, maybe my 2005. And it wasn't my own. and you know, like, wanting to be sober. That's what it is all about. And just so many people don't. And no, am I going to pour some Baileys into my coffee to start this morning? Yeah, I'm on vacation, essentially, as I have a friend who keeps from work, keeps texting me, like, messaging me on Facebook. And, you know, hey, I'm glad I'm a source to help amuse you while you're bored, I suppose. Just very weird that it started, you know, that. You know, be careful who you get cat reels from, I suppose. No, I'm just saying, it's just throwing me off a bit. But it's great that fans are behind his sobriety. I don't think anybody brought up the fact that Kevin Smith quit smoking weed or announced it. I don't, and I'm not going to go and bug him about it, obviously. The big thing though was they, and it's probably been announced, and I probably just scrolled through Facebook or Twitter and not even notice it, that Kevin Smith is bringing Chronicon to Rosemont in October. I think it's the weekend of the 16th. And, so yeah, you know what I'm going to plan on doing. So, but we have funny stories about police, looking for a missing person, trying to watch, going to Kevin Smith's house to watch the door cam video. And, one guy was playing it cool. They were trying to play it cool, but it's Kevin Smith. And that's what he really admires about his fans, or at least, you know, knows his work is meaningful. Because the cops were, you know, half my age, essentially. Yeah, I guess you could be a cop at 22. but stories about how the, you know, Kevin Smith was like, well, you know, me and Jennifer have watched all of the closers, so we can help you out whatever way we can. And the cop getting a message like, oh, there was a shooting in Hollywood, and then over his radio. And like, okay, we have to come, we might come back to finish this up. And then after you hear that, now they get that order, cop's phone goes off, and it's a couple of gunshots from Lethal Weapon. Like, is that really appropriate? But the funny thing about the Kevin Smith stuff and his when he entered was he entered while Jay was going off about... his wife thinking he's weird for one, and I guess the host of the panel, a woman with a 2-year-old, you know, son, you know, hoping that, you know, you guys are rooting for your kid to be well endowed. And, you know, Kevin Smith basically, ah, we can't keep, you know, we're gonna be barred from Chicago if we keep talking about baby dicks. So that's the kind of humor, language, what have you. Great things though about, people getting into Kevin Smith's work at younger ages, you know, basically like, I don't know what your parents are doing, but letting them watch movies like that. And he likes how, and I guess they say it's Tarantino style, like there's no real cohesion, like everything's in the same universe, yes, but there's no cohesion amongst, like basically you can jump in at any Kevin Smith movie and follow along, what, you know, you'll understand everything if you go back to an older movie. Like most kids start out with Mallrats and then you get the Clerks, and I wonder how that affects, let's see, I think you can talk about the Great White North movies, Tusk and Yoga Hosers, being part of the Askewverse, but hey, where's Red State fit in? And also I got to go and look for that episode of Degrassi that they were in. Cause a lot of people said, that's the first time I saw you. And that's the only Degrassi I've watched. And we have the story about Mallrats too. Basically Universal does not know they own Mallrats. Stories about how, you know, you can buy a license for Mallrats to produce products for just about $5,000 because the movie was, everything was done on actual paper, so no computers information. It's not stored in any computers, at least all the legal work. And it's in a warehouse, as Smith said, like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and they just don't want to take the time to grab it. So they'll just sell it cheap. But they will not make a second movie, and they've been, as Smith said, now it's pretty much, well, the entire cast is just those old people walking around the mall. Which is the only reason to really have malls anymore, sadly. Well, I mean, I could get into it, basically, like, well, people, underprivileged, underserviced communities need malls because they can't just go on Amazon. And, you know, then we'll get into mom bitching about free internet. No, if we've had to pay, everybody should pay. Yeah, well, like, it's simple conveniences, phones. Well, I don't know about phones, because I am so bloody sick of customers coming up to speaking on their phones as they check out. And it's like, dude, why the heck? Like, remember the days of, landline onlys and payphones where, hey, you didn't get to chat to somebody for 30 minutes. Well, you could chat to them, but then it's like you can't take it with you. I don't like people talking on the phone if it's for a long period of time. Like, oh, I'm just having an entire conversation. Hate earbuds because people will do that now. Like, oh, just talk and talk. And it's like, nope, not talking to you. Person who's, I want to make this transaction smoothly too. So yeah, let's just like, I don't know, first world problem. And perhaps that's another thing about, you know, people, it's too expensive to have a text plan, data plan. Nope, we're just going to talk and use as much as we can. So otherwise, you know, we, pretty much all left around the same time. The Poetic Critic, myself, and her boyfriend. He went to get his train back to whatever burb he lives in. And we were preparing to see what the after hours was like. So we did go and check out the first C2E2 prom. Music wasn't bad. It's just a glorified DJ set, though. And I've never been to a prom, so maybe if that's what it is, it doesn't seem too special. The movies make it, give it too much credit, I suppose. And, it's just kind of like, it was an all ages thing too. So you have old people jumping up in front of the camera and weird, like just with capes, not necessarily cosplay, anything like that. And you got tables where you got little kids, you know, bopping their heads and, you know, trying to make sure you don't run over one of them. So, yeah, it's a interesting situation. But good DJ set, nice Pokemon theme song, sing-along. I'm not enough commitment to songs. Like, look, everybody will straighten out to find some order to do a Thriller or dance. So after that, I went to the Cyanide and Happiness panel about one of their new games called Master Daters, which is basically another take on Cards Against Humanity. Like, oh, you get a person's head, you get a bot, you know, you're basically trying to collect the pieces to win. So at least you got a time limit, I suppose. It's a fun game. I'll say that, but I wish we would have had a little more interaction. Like, okay, let's swap people out. Like, you know, I guess they were working to show you how to win the game instead of like, hey, you know, it's basically like one person has a card with a description, or probably a set of cards with descriptions of what they want, and you try to match your cards to it. Like a dating game. And, you know, you got to sell it to them, basically, your cards. So, yeah, it's like the dating game. But, you know, hey, fun audience. That's the important thing for that. So I think it was a success. Will I buy the game? Hey, if I find their table, maybe I'll think about it. Trying to save money, especially after the MacBook purchase. But, you know, it's not necessarily going to be MacBook Air purchase. It's going to be the LLC I have to form to make that a tax write-off. And it's kind of like, well, you switch from you got off Podbean to try having the money to be a sponsor on Screen Drops. So, can't win situation, it feels like, you know, and just wish there was a little belief in me, I suppose, that, you know, hey, take the gamble, I will make it work. You know, the only person who can tell you that's not the case would be Danny Daniels, so, that's the only adult I really think who's believed in me since Stacia, and briefly Steph, but, yeah, so sitting in a hotel room on my own recording, I guess, you know, doesn't sound too extravagant, but at least, I don't know, it's just good to have a journal type situation, I suppose, and I know there's people who are interested, at least. There's 6 followers on Spotify for the new feed. I think a lot of people are still trying to just like, oh, nothing's coming up on the old feed, so. But thank you for taking the time to listen to this bonus episode of 90 for Chill, the podcast with Cat Bus Russ. As I say, I'm looking for guests. You know, I'm going to have to probably try to sneak into anime panels, see if I can get some attention there. But as I say, May is going to be dedicated to anime, Japanese animation, and looking for guests for the 15th and 30th. There we go. And I'll get those times posted when I'm available. But I'll make anything work. So if you just send an email to rustthebus07@gmail.com with a movie, theme, director. Or, as I say, I can make some series work. I'll figure that out. Because back in the day, I was buying VHS tapes, which, you know, if you're lucky, had 3 episodes on it. So I can make anything work. For this month, send an email to rustbus07@gmail.com. That's rustthebus07@gmail.com. Or again, my social media is @catbusruss on Blue Sky and Twitter, and @russstevens@mastodon.social on Mastodon. Yeah, all I really have left to do is thank Stacia Marie Harden for, I guess, let me find that, let me be at that Jay and Silent Bob panel. She lost her life to heroin addiction, and, you know, it's just good to know that, hey, you know, there's things to dedicate yourself to that are constructive, but she's a, you know, the addiction got her through, the addiction kind of just got her, you know, surviving being a person who, was used a lot, and but she was not going to say no to anybody helping anybody, and I try to live by that, and now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't be drinking so much. It's just great to think about her and think about what she would want me to do, and I know she's looking after me, and I hope she's and doing the same for everybody else she touched in her life, and I hope she's just cuddling the ever-loving ectoplasm out of Skimbleshanks, the one-eared angel. So, yeah, that'll do it for today. I'll try to post this up immediately. Thank you, Spotify, for podcasters because of that. Hey, maybe I should at least get some payment for that, I suppose. Come on, Spotify, I know you're listening, and oh, Newcastle's killing Sheffield United right now, so everything should be coming up Millhouse for me. Thanks for listening to 90 for Chill, the podcast with Cat Bush Russ, and may I get a wahoo.